Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The Whole Foods purchase fills a big distribution gap for Amazon.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Amazon.com last Friday agreed to buy Whole Foods Market for $13.7 billion. And while these two companies may seem vastly different from each other, the purchase affords one big advantage for Amazon. It can use Whole Foods stores to fill a distribution gap. Joining us is Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street tech columnist Dan Gallagher. He's joining us from San Francisco. So, Dan, given that we're talking about groceries, not even free two-day shipping will help Amazon if the food gets moldy or spoiled. So I think it seems to me that's the purpose of this Whole Foods deal.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I don't think Amazon sat there and said, oh, we just want to own 400 some odd stores. What Amazon's been trying to do over the years is get, you know, more of its distribution closer to customers, because ultimately envisions that you can order something and have it on that same day, whether it be, you know, electronics product, books, or food. And groceries have been a big part of where they want to go, but that doesn't really plug in easily to what they've already built up over the years.
Hadn't Amazon's grocery ambitions been limited to its fresh online delivery service and a couple of bricks and mortar stores?
It had, because, you know, I mean, again, you know, it's a big business to get into, and it's a business that they didn't have their infrastructure set up for. I mean, think about, like, Amazon, you know, in the early days, they would build huge warehouses in, you know, remote locations where they could ship from. And that worked well if you were selling something like books and CDs or stereos, because you could stockpile those pretty cheaply. Food, you have to get really close to the customers. And a lot of customers don't want to just order food online. They want to go to stores and pick it out. So there was always going to have to be some mix of, you know, both delivery and places that customers could go if you were going to be big in groceries. And I think they realize that. And I think that's why they've been experimenting beforehand with these different stores they've been trying.
How many stores does Whole Foods have?
They have about 456, and more than 90% of those are in the U.S. So for Amazon, this actually, you know, this is a strong move to get into the U.S. grocery business. And then if they have, you know, global ambitions for groceries, they might have to think about, I don't know if they'll have to think about doing something similar in a market like Europe to get that kind of exposure or something else. But it definitely gives them a big existing retail exposure here in this country.
I'm speaking with Dan Gallagher of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Dan, a lot of this deal seems to be about costs. This really cuts down on fulfillment costs for Amazon, since it can rely on Whole Foods to deliver groceries to nearby customers. Isn't that true?
I think it'll take some time for that to play out, because right now Whole Foods doesn't deliver things to people. What it does, which is really interesting, is Whole Foods gets people to come to it and spend more money than they would normally otherwise for groceries. You know, if you think about your average Whole Foods, there's fewer Whole Foods than there are, like, kind of bigger grocers. So an average Whole Foods customer might be driving further to spend more money because they like what Whole Foods offers. So I think the magic of this deal, if they make it work, is for Amazon to keep on that strength, but also add in the things that Amazon can do to it. And that's where I think the potential of this deal gets really interesting.
Okay, well then, in that case, I'm a little bit confused, and that doesn't take much. How would a purchase work if I'm the customer? If I'm dealing with Whole Foods and Amazon's delivery service, how would a transaction work?
Well, I think I can, and this is speculation. Let's be clear, because the companies haven't really said this is exactly what we're gonna what we're gonna do.
Sure.
But what you can imagine is that, you know, for one, you know, you can make orders through Amazon like people do, and they, and all of a sudden the selection goes up because, you know, if they add some, you know, infrastructure to deliver from Whole Foods stores to homes. That's certainly an interesting proposition. Whole Foods does some of that through this company called Instacart. And then if you have the other way is that gets more customers possibly into Whole Foods stores is, let's say you're ordering something on Amazon, maybe a new frying pan. And you have an option when you check out to say, okay, if you're a Prime member, you'll have this in 2 days for free, or for an extra couple bucks, you can go pick it up tonight at your local Whole Foods, or tomorrow morning at your local Whole Foods. So you go, you pick that option because you want your item sooner. You go to that store, but while you're at the store, you also might get other things as well. So you start to envision a lot of different possibilities in which they can merge these two companies, the things these companies do, and sort of raise the tide for all the boats. And again, those are just speculations, but I think they're pretty reasonable ones.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street tech columnist Dan Gallagher, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.